Welcome into this edition of The Current Report, our weekly roundup of what's happening in the world of digital media. I'm your host, Chris Brooklier. The latest battle between tech and journalism comes from Google blocking news in California to a small part of the population. Google says it's testing removing links to California news websites to measure the impact of proposed legislation. The California Journalism Preservation Act, as it's called, would make tech giants like Google, Meta, and Microsoft pay news outlets a fee to carry links to news articles, which would be calculated as a percentage of ad revenue. The bill is pending in the California state legislature and could become law this year. It's the first of its kind in the U.S., but similar laws are in place in Australia and Canada. Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeted about this recently, saying, quote, "First in Canada and now in California. Google is blocking access to news to avoid paying local journalists for their content. California should stand firm and reject big tech's freeloading off local news." Meanwhile, Google's responded in a post on their company blog, saying the pending bill is the wrong approach to supporting journalism, and that it puts the news industry at risk. Matt Pierce, a longtime journalist for the LA Times and the president of the Media Guild of the West, a local union of the News Guild, wrote an op-ed for the San Francisco Chronicle on the topic. And he joined me on The Current Report for a special two-part interview. This week, we're launching into the first part of that chat. All right, pleased to be joined by you, Matt. You know, I grew up here in LA and grew up reading the LA Times and have been following your stuff for years and years, you know, along with your union work. So how are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. The weather has stopped being rainy in Los Angeles, which has been very weird. So we're ready for pure sunshine and paradise for the rest of the way.
Me too, my friend. Okay. You know, there's been such a hubbub the last recent amount of time just on Google blocking news. Can you give me your overall reaction to Google doing these measures?
I mean, this is a bargaining tactic by Google that we have seen big tech companies, including Meta, carry out against democratically elected governments around the world. It happened in Australia. It's happened in Canada. There has been a movement among news publishers in many countries internationally and now at the state level here in the United States to make massive tech platforms pay back some of the profits that they have earned from scraping and displaying our journalism. And so Google's reacting to the California Journalism Preservation Act. It's a bill that would require them to pay publishers for featuring the journalism of journalists like me. Publishers would have to spend 70% of those revenues on newsroom payroll. So, you know, this is a jobs bill.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to look at what has happened in Australia and Canada. In Canada, the end-all be-all for the amount that Google had to pay out is $74 million, which to me doesn't seem like that much, especially when you compare it to sort of the massive amount, the billions that Google makes every year. But how much is it just, you know, Google or whichever big tech platform, like, pulling their weight around to really try to stop something?
I mean, there was a report in the Los Angeles Times by one of my coworkers examining Google's political spending in California over this legislation and found that Google's political spending had exploded last year. So not only are they moving in a really material way of starting to experiment with blocking links to news sites, but they've actually been spending a lot of money on lobbyists to try to influence lawmakers. And, you know, who knows what goes on with those conversations. But the amount that they've spent on political activity in California has exploded over the last year, and it does seem to be connected to this piece of legislation in particular. You have to understand that what California does is a big deal for Google, even if, like, it's, I don't think you can really think about this only as a California specific piece of legislation. You know, what's true of California generally is that it often leads the nation in regulatory interventions that will sometimes be adopted by other states or even the federal government. And so this bill in California would be the first time in the United States that a state government would force Google to pay news publishers for their journalism. And if California succeeds in that or sets some kind of template for that, it becomes the template for many other states to look at doing a similar intervention to make Google pay for journalism as well. So, you know, it's not like Google negotiating with Canada where they ended up paying, you know, something like the $70 to $100 million, depending on if it was Canadian or U.S. dollars. In California, which is a state with a similar size population as Canada, but with a dramatically larger GDP, a lot of journalism jobs out here, massive consumer audiences that consume journalism here, very affluent people targeted by advertisers. It stands to reason that the sum, or at least a fair sum for this, would be dramatically larger in California. And Google has a reason to resist this, which is that if they take a big loss in California, then they're looking at other states going the same direction. Illinois has already introduced a copycat version of this legislation. So it's hard to evaluate Google's actions here in California on their own terms as specifically only as a California law, because for them, they have to think about the end game here, which is that how big is the bar tab going to be if every state in the United States adopted a policy like this, or if Congress passes a version of this type of legislation. So really, this is the tip of the iceberg for them, and so they have every reason to bargain hard.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I think when you zoom out and you take things more in the aggregate, the fervor that Google's going with. But it's also interesting because Alden Capital, the hedge fund that now owns several news organizations, which once was a pretty big villain, I think, within the news industry, called what Google was doing a bully tactic, which to me seems a little ironic.
Very ironic.
From Alden. What do you think of Alden stepping in as in the opposition of Google?
This is one of those places where the enemy of my enemy is ironically my friend, because my local, which is Media Guild of the West, we're a local union of the News Guild, CWA. We represent journalists in Southern California, Arizona, and Texas. And so not only do we represent journalists at the Los Angeles Times, we also represent journalists at the Southern California News Group, which is a chain of newspapers in Southern California that is owned by Alden Global Capital, an infamous hedge fund. And so, like, it's no one hates Alden Global Capital more than we do. You know, we are literally unionizing their newsrooms and going on strike against them and threatening strikes against them and negotiating hard with them at the bargaining table. The bottom line is here, as journalists, like, we can't bargain for money that isn't there. When we're talking about wages for workers, and we're talking about the productivity of our labor and the productivity of the economic activity that we generate, just speaking completely separately from journalism as a public good and a service to our communities. What the numbers would say is that our work actually generates a lot more economic activity than is reflected in the kind of revenues that news companies bring in. That's not just true for Alden. It's not just true for Gannett. It's true for places that are family owned, like the Los Angeles Times. It's true for small publishers. An enormous amount of our economic value is escaping the firms that are responsible for paying us. So if we're going to have any hope of having a commercial media environment that is not dominated by these firms, we have to change the commercial math of how journalism is produced for our communities, because it will just be unattractive for any other responsible investor to come into our communities and say, you know what, I'd like to try my hand at providing a new option for local journalism for our communities. But if the first thing that happens is that they come in and spend $10, $20, $30, $50 million on a local newsroom and that immediately implodes because all of that value is getting captured by Google, we do end up in a situation where the only thing that we have left are hedge fund newsrooms. So, you know, I find the foil of these awful companies, it's ironic, and it's ironic that we're on the same side as them in this particular piece of legislation, because I don't even know when that's going to happen again. But I think it is a necessary evil. And, you know, if Google wants to complain about local news being owned by hedge funds, perhaps it could try employing some journalists itself. But that's a line that it doesn't want to cross. And that's why we're here.
Google came out with their own statement, right? They say this is the wrong approach to the future of journalism. They say that it's going to favor conglomerates who could buy smaller papers, right? They think that it undermines news. But if I was going to guess, I would think that you might say the same thing about Google itself.
This is in such bad faith. Like, I mean, it's total bad faith. They sent a news executive to a committee hearing for the Senate Judiciary Committee out here in California. There was this big informational hearing about the digital news economy for journalism and the Senate Judiciary Committee, and trotted in all these important people from California, and Google sent a news executive. And, you know, we all kind of testified about the problems that journalism was facing and you know, tried to give our feelings. I said something about artificial intelligence. Google's guy went up there, told the committee chair to his face that they had no interest in removing news from search. And that was like in December, 5 months ago. Now, this bill, you know, it's like still in the same form in print as it was in December. I do not see this as a company that is deeply invested in the welfare and the well-being of journalism. I judge this company by its own actions.
Make sure to tune into the second part of my interview with Matt, where we get into the next big looming worry for the journalism industry, generative AI, plus the local journalism models he thinks could work in the future, and how advertising plays into it all. Finally, we're capping off this episode with one last thing. Video games are pushing into programmatic. Roblox has started selling ad inventory within its game, which brands are showing increased demand for. Programmatic offers brands and publishers a way to advertise at scale, and the IAB reports that nearly 70% of video game advertising is done programmatically. This all comes as gaming companies are looking for new ways to make money. And according to the study from the IAB, 40% of advertisers are planning to increase ad spend in the gaming category. And that's it for this edition of The Current Report. For a deeper dive on all these stories plus more, check out thecurrent.com. And of course, please like and subscribe on YouTube, plus leave us a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen. And if you want to hear more from The Current, listen to The Current Podcast, where we interview some of marketing's biggest leaders about their keystone career moments and where the industry is going next. We'll see you next week.